And welcome to our pre-show. And what you're looking at on the screen there is, this is actually Ukrainian TV. I don't know if it's, you know, you don't understand a goddamn thing, neither do I. But what I'll try and do here, going to minimize a few things here, sports fans. Did I turn that off? Yeah, okay. And then... Yeah, see, that's what I thought it was. I don't know what this nigga's saying, but I think with this nigga... we think that if these Russians try to storm, you know, we're ready for them. We're ready for any of this bullshit. Meanwhile, people were gathered in the square for their free shots, polio shots, and Dodger season tickets. This man here with his L.A. Ram banner, some old Russian fuck trying to destabilize and fuck things up. Yeah, I don't know. I just think that it's better if the Russians are here and stuff. I mean, look at me, man. I've been a school teacher. I was teaching high school economics. Kids are rubbing my face and deviled eggs, and then they put a firecracker down my pants. What am I supposed to do about it? So I'm here. I want to see something done. I want the Russians here and Putin and all of them, and they'll come in and beat ass.
I don't know. These niggas here, see, look at it. Look at it. All these motherfuckers here don't know what they're doing. I told them this yesterday at the meeting. I said, all right, I'll come out. I'll carry this pink fucking flag, but I don't know what in hell you think is going to happen as a result of that. You think it's going to be a good thing? You think shit's going to come down good? I don't think so. I'm looking at you. I'm asking you, motherfucker. You with a camera. You've been around here all day long. I saw you yesterday picking up on some of that.
Meanwhile, people were genuflecting at the altar of the tough, tough boy. Now they beat the shit out of here. They're going to set fire to some tires. You'll see. Shumi. So Shumi. Here's a stumbling bum, an alcoholic. Okay, thank you.
Meanwhile, in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev, the parliament voted on whether or not to remain a nation or turn it into a car wash. The head of the parliament, Dikhtom Vandakidi, started in play fighting with some friends, trying to pull the shirt off of this guy that was called, it's an old Ukrainian custom called get the shirt. And no, they can't, this guy's great, see? And then, of course, there would be an intermission and we'd go back to the proceedings at hand.
You niggas gonna tell me that I can't have the right to vote in this shit? Look at what you're trying to do. Tear this bullshit down. I'll tell you right now, I'm not gonna stand for it. And I'm here until this goddamn thing closes up, till they turn this whole motherfucker into a flower patch, one or the other. But all these niggas over here said to me that I wasn't even allowed to be here. Bullshit. I don't even see anybody over there on the right-hand side. See, all my sisters are together on this. And all the rest of you fuckers, I don't care. You guys can go pound ham, you can paddle it, slam it. Look at all these motherfuckers on their cell phones.
And I'm looking here, and it looks to me like someone fucked with my Madden. Look at this. A new building with flags and all kinds of shit. You never know that we've got civil war just about to fucking break. All of these guys are ex-ministers. All right, so there you have it, folks. I know you'd like me to continue doing that, but I don't have the fucking time right now. I gotta do, you know. I could do it. I could do 2 hours of this shit. Now, does anybody know anything about iPhones? My phone has been doing this for the last half fucking hour. See? Well, why don't you turn it off, Phil? I can't. I can't turn the motherfucker off. I can't turn the motherfucker off. Okay? Well, it's flooding down in Texas. It's flooding down in Texas.
So this is a mission that will continue. So this is a mission that will continue. So this is a mission that will continue. Long into the day.
I'm just practicing.
So
take it easy.
So the a man. So this is a mission. So this will be a mission that will continue on into ad nauseum, is what I wanted to say. It was my instinct to say that. Why was the...
This is day two now on why the fucking cell phone of the co-pilot, you know, who the fuck knows? I mean, I know a lot of you guys are saying, well, Phil, aren't you done with that 370? Fuck no, not by a long fucking shot. No motherfucking way, nigga. All you whites, see? Again, the rule of thumb here, you know, is white people can call other white people nigger. I just think it's funny. I mean, I'm not trying to lay down the law for anybody. You know, if people find it offensive, I guess. You know. But, I mean, for me, I think it's pretty funny. What you see in the background here is Ukrainian TV. That's right. This is Ukrainian TV. This is not any bullshit. This is the real deal. Nigga. So, you can see. I don't know what that says, what it means. Who the hell knows? But obviously it's got something to do with the fact that their country's going to hell in a handcart. As far as I know. God, man. Think about how fortunate we are that our ancestors got out of all that shit. You know, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Russian, whether you're Irish, Scottish, English, African, whether you came here as a slave, whether you came here indentured, whether you came here by your own volition, look at every last motherfucking one of us is here by virtue of the fact of some event in the past that we got nothing to do with. Let's face it, we got nothing to do with it. I am proud of what my family members may or may not have done. If you're willing to take credit for everything that your family did that's good, you better take credit for everything that your family did that's bad.
That is very interesting, Phil.
Right, so if you have a child molester in your family, then you better take credit for that shit. Otherwise, don't go running around talking about how your family did this, that, and something else without saying, but then again, my family also molested children. And because we had an uncle who, he's kind of, you know, oh, is he, you don't talk about him? Why don't you embrace him and talk about him more? You know, I mean, I don't understand. You take credit for the good, but not for the bad. So look at this, man. It's a nude chick, man. She's nude, man. No, she wouldn't. I was just kidding. But wait, is that nudity? Oh, that's some old motherfucker. Those are dudes. I don't need that, man. Oh, look at this. Here's the bust. This is being shown in the Ukraine right now, folks. It's obviously it's news. Look at this. There's some of their fucking natives. I don't know where these motherfuckers are from. Where were these guys from? These guys that planted the bomb. Where are they from? Bosnia, Serbia, some shit like that. God damn. It's ugly, man. So this is being reported. There it is. They're remembering in the Ukraine all this shit that went down over here. This grand country that we have there. So it's the Washington Post. The Guardian. See, they're reporting on the Nobel Prize. This is all news that's being reported right now in the Ukraine. The fact that we had some traitor motherfucker turn over all these secret documents to this sniveling piece of shit that's hiding out in Moscow right now. That's right. I mean, what? What? Why am I not allowed to have an opinion? Everybody else gets to have a goddamn fucking opinion. Nigga. I'm joking. Not really, but, you know. Look at the face on this guy here.
Yavol.
See, so these are the new uniforms. What do you think?
This is Ukraine TV.
Today, in the Ukraine capital of Kiev, all of these motherfuckers gathered to try and change the government. All these cats in camouflage, they think they're going to change shit. If our brothers show up in them tanks like they're supposed to, see, we're still waiting around for the... And this old lady's selling T-shirts. That's great. That's just great. That's what we need. More of that shit.
Ukrainian TV. People gather in square. Moose and Squirrel about to appear.
Bullwinkle, I think these people in the Ukraine, well, they got a point.
Come on, Rocky, we gotta get out of here. We don't belong here. These niggers about to have themselves a revolution.
Come on, Bullwinkle, let's stick around and see what happens.
Rocky and Bullwinkle decide to stay there in Kiev in the town square, and they get beaten bloody with all of these pickets and signs and shit like that.
Okay. If only life were like that, huh? If only. God, if only. How do I look? Good? Okay. Well, look at this. You gotta see this. See? This is some fucking moron in a tank that got, what happened there?
I don't know. We're in the...
It's mud or something. You're in a tank. You ought to be able to go through that. I know. Let me back it up. Where's reverse? Oh, here it is. Here's reverse. All these paddles and levers and shit. I don't get it. It's not like driving a car. We told you that, Bill. Not like driving a car. You knew it wasn't like driving a car. I understand, but I thought just because you were the fastest motherfucker in monster truck or whatever the hell it was doesn't mean you can drive one of these. Now, look at this. Here you're doing it again. Come on. Go on the road, man, not on the fucking mud. You're going to back into one of the poles. You're going to knock down a goddamn telephone pole. Watch this. He's knocking down the telephone pole. Oh, he just missed it. Why are you backing up, Bob? We're in the armor. They're all standing around with cameras. Why are you running away from them? Look at this. I can't get away from these people. Help. We've got a machine gun, a tank, and a cannon, and there are three guys that are bald. Two of them are late at the utility company. Here's a guy shaking hands, trying to make friends. No, I don't shake no hands with no fucking soldier unless you're... Are you a Russian? No. I just thought I'd come out for the coffee and donuts. Hey, how you doing, man? Listen, you want me to get Krispy Kreme? Do you want Krispy Kreme? Krispy Kreme.
This is Ukraine TV. Later on, L.A. Kings hockey.
So here it is in the Ukraine Day 3. Hello, I'm Biff Bartholomew, along with Catherine Fulmer. And it's a hell of a thing. You can see behind us all of the shit that's been going down. I don't know. It bothers me. It bothers me immensely. There behind me is the illiterate speak of these people. What do they do? Look at this gobbledygook. It's not even a fucking alphabet. The goddamned alphabet's jacked over. Everything about these cats spells bullshit. Here you got some other nigger. What's this nigger doing? He's some old nigger putting a fucking sign up or some shit. We don't know. Meanwhile, this guy who's in the Vladimir Putin lookalike contest noticed that his laptop had been fucked with. Ah, my phone is finally dead, I think. It finally stopped doing what it was doing. Now I'm going to turn it off. God, it was going through this spasm of weirdness, man. You wouldn't have believed it. What happened? Hello? Is all the juice gone on this thing? This is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen happen to my phone, and I love my phone.
It says here that I'm supposed to take over. Okay, all right, I'll take over. No problem. Yeah, I can do that. No shit, man, I can do that, huh? Yeah, I like this kind of party. No, I do. You tell Putin I like this kind of party. This kind of bullshit I can do in my sleep. The niggas bring up these tanks, I bring my tank. They bring gun, I bring gun. They bring moose and squirrel. I got my own little cagey thing. I got my own bag of tricks, huh? Was that ring a bell? You got it, Felix the Cat. So fuck them all. Hey, what happened to the...
First of all, you guys were supposed to have the power turned on last night. It's not turned on. Supposed to have the water running. It's not running. I couldn't take a shit this morning.
What the hell happened? Oh, sorry.
I couldn't take a dump. Nothing. And look at this. Look at what's going on. Fuck me.
This is probably some of the most entertaining shit I've ever done in my life, but it don't work on radio. All right, what we want you to do is to tune over to Ukrainian TV. I don't know what it is, but we'll give you the lowdown, man. Here's the thing that I can't figure out with this. See, we have a replacement TriCaster. See, what is that, man? So we have a replacement Tri. I don't get it, man. Oh, y'all. I don't get any of this shit. You dig? All this shit don't make no sense to me. Here on a Blue Cat Hour. This is President Baldy McGillicuddy. Yeah, I told these guys, you know, I said to them, look. Bullshit. I got like 48 hours of sleep myself. Now I'm here 5 straight days. No sleep? Fuck this. Look at me. I'm sitting around. These guys haven't had a fucking bath either. And I'll tell you, this place is starting to stink, too. And no shit. I mean, I've been here a long time. Do we get a shower? It seems to me that we ought to be able to get some soap or some fucking
what do you call, antiperspirant or some shit in here.
What is this? Boy, they're really proud of their graphic. They're just as we are here. I'm proud of anything graphic that we're able to do. Dig the blonde in the background. Anyway.
Boop, boop, boop.
Sorry. All right, we got shit to do. I can't keep fucking with this. Lots of pictures of the blood moon last night, huh? Big fucking deal. No, it was very interesting. Here's one of the things that I do have to do, and to that end, let me just say, Victor Kayanowski today said, I got to get my character sheet lit, ready to go here. You know what I didn't put in here? Unfucking amazing. This is unfucking amazing. Look at this. God damn, man. Ron Turner. Ted Bell. Jay Sanos. Ukrainian forces circle pro-Russian city. Well, what the fuck? What do you mean pro-Russian city? I mean, there's no pro-Russian city. There's just a bunch of pro-Russian pricks that are going and doing bad stuff. I don't like it at all, man. Why don't they do something about it? You know, instead of doing shit like that. I don't know. God, it's so fucked up. It is really fucked up. Santos and Vernon Dozier. Dozier. This is the kind of shit that gives Dozier a stroke, man. I love this shit. We're going to be doing a show about 90 minutes, including Bobby's podcast today, because I have a doctor's appointment that I got to get. I got to shag my motherfucking ass into to fucking Century City. And on account of the fact that sometimes podcasts end early. See, not like that bullshit radio show, 3-hour grind. See, that's one of the great things about doing this, among the many things that I'm so fucking enjoying. I'm telling you right now, you can mark my fucking words, unless I miss my guess. I don't know. This will be the single most successful thing I've ever done from the standpoint of my mental health, economically. This chick they've got on, you got to see her, man. Her eyes are bugged out of her skull. Only she's on CNN. Just because if you enjoy doing something so much, it's bound to be successful. And this is the most enjoyment I've gotten out of doing a radio show ever in my fucking life. I swear to God. Because the character show, as good as the character show was to do. Now, what is this? You got a bunch of guys standing dudes off with guns and shit. Oh, these are Ukrainians. These are Ukrainians. Tell them to move. Yeah, get your ass to move. Yes, I will. I'll open up and I'll start firing on your fucking ass. Art Griego. As enjoyable as the old character was show was to do, when it was successful, it was phenomenal. But it was a show that you had to start from scratch every day with a new level of brilliance, and you were entirely dependent upon a facet, a feature, if you will, of talk radio. In other words, as a pure satire, which is what this is, but as a pure satire interacting sort of with the reality of talk radio, you had to go with that. You had to use that. And that was the phone call base. Now the phone call base is dried up. So really the challenge for a brilliant man like me is to when I see another opening, when I see another, if indeed it ever happens, maybe we've found it, maybe just the blatant fact that I'm doing a show here, with character voices that sound like they're a guy, you know, that sound like they're five different people, and it's actually just one fucking guy. It's probably really weird, and I understand a lot of people don't. I will tell you this. I've got a very highly developed sense of humor, so I know that it's funny. To the extent that it becomes a mainstream breakout, I don't give a fuck. I never have. I've never been about that, you know. I really never have. I mean, I've left that up to other people, and other people, they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, so.
You know something?
Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. This is Lloyd Bonafide. General, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, Lloyd.
See, Lloyd and the General sound like they're related. But they would be... Could they be cousins? They could be cousins.
What? What's this stuff? God damn it, the fucking hell. What's this stuff now? No, it is. My hands are fucking stuck. I'm gonna fucking do something. I don't fucking know. My fucking hands can't do it. I'm doing the fucking goddamn voice. I just. Harder. Harder, man. Now I have something to do it. Goddamn, I'm gonna have an e-nigger here. I'm gonna get anybody to fucking kill, and I'm gonna come to e-nigger down here. Huh? Who? Me? Are you going right now?
Okay, my face was frozen briefly, but then I had him go out and get me a ham and cheese from McDonald's, and everything's good. Postpartum depression can strike young fathers, too.
Well, is that so? Oh, well, look at the baby!
Vernon! So if you just joined us, we are monitoring as quickly and as thoroughly and as joyfully and as tastefully as we can, Ukrainian TV, if I may pronounce it properly. I don't know if that is really the proper... This is Vladimir Alavuskas. He's a young putz who just wandered into our shot, and we decided, where'd you get the suit? We just wanted... Now, here's a place where they make shit. Nothing that runs well. No, actually, this probably does run better than most of the shit that's made in America these days. Here's a guy that they just got him out of the... They were doing medical experiments. I don't want to go into it. Now, this is what we would think of in America as a business building, but actually, this is a candy store in the Ukraine. Somebody fooling around inside my computer down there, man. I saw that, you know. Here's a Ukrainian TV commercial.
Yes, at Sutskrat, we do the very high. Sutskrat, male prostitutes.
Hello, welcome to Makarobotomotek Setsin Vidantali.
Yes, you can bang women, sleep there, go in that pool, commit suicide here, sit here, stare at that. All of it at Mar Maros, a new hotel for the filthy rich and former Communist Party members. The pickles that we make are fucking great. And right over here at Bill Johnson's Pickles, you'll love them. That means Bill Johnson in the Ukrainian. I don't know if you would. Here we are in Hobko City, man. That's actually New York City. They call it Hobko City. Hobkono City. Isn't that New York? No, it isn't. Oh, that's... I know where that is. That's Kuwait. That's where one of the cats that I know on Twitter... He's a movie director, and he's in... he's always sending pictures of, like, these big goddamn fucking places like that, man. I don't know what that bullshit is, you know. Pretty interesting, though, man. Pretty fucking interesting, I'll tell you that. When you want to relax, get a Skoskvaranta. Skoskvaranta beer pours into the glass. You go right into that bottle. You can crawl into that bottle and never come out. Crawl into a bottle like every good Ukrainian. Fuck. God damn, did I need that, man. It's hotter than fuck out there. Look at that. I'm going to marry this glass of beer. The hell with a chick that's serving it. I'm marrying this glass of beer. In Sim City, Ukraine, they should have a really disgusting and completely offensive... they should have a very offensive and disgusting kind of, I don't know, game, a Sims game based on a Ukrainian city that's just burning after the revolution. So we'll monitor Ukrainian TV today. I don't know what the fuck, man. There's probably going to be better shit on channel 6-9, every state. Passengers of Flight 939, when they learned their plane had been kidnapped, flooded the airwaves with cell phone calls. Well, no shit. I mean, are they just now mentioning this, man? Are they just fucking now mentioning this? Okay, this I gotta hear, man. This is very important.
Didn't hear about a lot of the others, but we worked on those cases for 11 years. On every single flight, people managed to get out phone calls.
Yes, we know, motherfucker. So why are you just now mentioning this shit, nigger?
And it was just unbelievably useful for the investigation that those passengers and flight attendants were able to do that.
Right. So?
Stay 39 days in. What is the biggest question mark to you? I mean, obviously, we all want to know where the plane is, but what is...
Biggest question mark is, you want to what happened to John Berman, man? Because...
Well, the big one that I've been talking about for a long time now is that
this is
Inmarsat ping data that we know the Malaysians have. They've been resistant to releasing it. I think a lot could be understood about what...
The goddamn Malaysians, you know, this people are looking for their relatives, you goddamn piece of shit, fucking Southeast Asian dog, fucking fascist running dogs of the capitalist thing. What the hell are you guys doing, man? Release everything you've got. Everything you've got. Take your pants off, if you must. And welcome to all of our fun friends everywhere. Welcome to our tune-in listeners. Welcome to our, just about everybody that we can possibly think of. It's great to have you with us. We are about ready to get our show commenced. This is Phil Hendry, along with all of the crew. We're going to get going, and we're going to cover a great many topics. I think you'll find it fun. I think you'll find it illustrative. I think you'll find it groovy. I think you'll find it somewhere on your dial. We are, of course, on TuneIn, live and mobile on TuneIn. We are live and mobile on Listen Live, which is the feature there on our website, Listen Live. Just go to the Listen Live button and punch that damn live button. So we're about ready to rock and roll. Great to have you with us. Just a word to the wise, word to your mom. We are going to be on about 90 minutes today, including the Bobby Dooley podcast.